they have something on him, and they're trying to look for something.
Babe, this could be tied back to the Tupac thing, babe. There's some going down.
Oh my gosh, do you think they're going to find out that he was involved? That would be crazy.
I think they're going to find out that he killed Notorious B.I.G. You heard it here. You heard
his
it here first.
His own friend?
His own friend. He got famous because of Notorious Big being dead. I said it right now.
Whoa.
Puff Daddy killed Notorious B.I.G.
Hi guys, welcome to a brand new episode, your favorite Latino couple podcast.
I heard it's the best Latino couple podcast now.
It's the only one that you should know about and subscribe to and share and like and do all of the feelings.
Mm-hmm.
I'm your host, Lizzie Correa, is my lovely co-host and husband, Freddie Correa.
That's right.
Yes, we are.
This is Freddie Correa.
Who's that?
Freddie Correa.
Who's that?
Freddie Correa.
Who's that?
Freddie Correa.
That's right, baby.
Oh, what is the sponsor today? Zevia. Zero calories, natural sweetener. Get it with our Amazon link in the comments. Enjoy the show.
On this episode, get your popcorn ready. We talk about the paranormal as per usual and our favorite topic, the pop culture. Right now, a lot of things are going on with P. Diddy, and guess what? Our lovely J-Lo is connected to it as well. She looks like she's having a downfall. Her This Is Me Now project, it looks like it's going in flames. Ay, pobrecita, mi J-Lo.
Pobrecita, J-Lo.
Pobrecita.
Quiero un poquito de arroz con pollo. Y un poquito de frijoles para la J-Lo. Vamos a hacer una oración al Dios Chango.
Okay.
You know what Chango is?
No.
That's one of their gods in Cuba. Oh, wait, she's Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
I'm sure they practice that too. They're the same thing. They have the same flag.
Okay, they're not the same thing. Be careful, mi gente.
Hey, I'm half. It's the same thing.
Yeah, okay. Be careful. They come after you, Puerto
Ricans.
I'm Cuban B. Yes, Cuban B.
Bad Bunny's gonna come after you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we also talk about the paranormal, where these lights in California, they appeared, some mystery lights. It looks like it's not just ending in Las Vegas. It looks like California is getting some mysterious lights.
You know
as
what?
Well,
I'm telling you right now, I can't wait to get into that. I want to get into that right now.
Let's get into it.
Why'd you say oh my god
when you mentioned that I look like Goldilocks?
Uh-huh.
And you asked me do I know the story of Goldilocks and the three, and the, well, you said, if do I know the story first? And I'm like, no, I actually don't. And I looked it up right now, and it said that it came out in 1837.
1837, the story?
Yeah.
I'm really?
Like, so my eyes got big. I'm like, it's been around that
who
long.
Who wrote it? Does it say who wrote it?
It's mainly attributed to this guy named Robert, who was one of the first to publish it.
Oh, Bobby? Bobby? I know Bobby.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bobo! Hey, Bobo! Hey, Bobo!
I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but it has the word South in it, and then Hay. South Hay?
South Hay. South Hay.
South Hay?
South Hay. I just wrote a new story. It's called Goldilocks. Why make him sound like that?
I know.
Sound like a gay Napoleon Dynamite.
He was the first to publish it in written form. In his book called The Doctor in 1837.
Wow. Hold on a second. It was the story within the book?
From what I read here.
Read that again?
The version that we know today and love is mainly attributed to Robert, who was one of the first to publish it in written form in his book, The Doctor in 1837.
Nice. It's always interesting to find out who writes these type of things, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Like these stories, like, I think, like, for example, like Winnie the Pooh. Did you know that was written over 100 years ago?
No.
So now everybody has, it's public domain. Everybody has rights to it now.
Wow. I wonder who came first, Winnie the Pooh or Goldilocks?
Oh, probably Goldilocks for sure. I didn't know it was from the 1800s, babe.
Yeah, I thought it was within our lifetime.
Yeah, and I mentioned Goldilocks because you're like, man, the seat doesn't feel right. It's missing something. And I was like, have you heard the story of Goldilocks? Did you know we are in the, this world is in a Goldilocks status?
No, I don't know what that means.
I don't know if I'm saying it right.
What are you trying to say?
I'm going to give it an attempt. Let's see. So I heard... for example, the where we're sitting at, if we're a little closer to the sun, we would burn up. If we're a little further, we'll freeze. So we're just right in a Goldilocks setting. Because, like, Goldilocks, that bed was too hard, that bed was too soft, and she found the right spot where she fit, just right.
Just the sweet spot.
The sweet spot. So Earth is in the sweet spot to have life. And other planets are not. Like, if you want to go to Venus, good luck. It's a bunch of gas. And it's too close to the sun.
That's why people are trying to leave planet Earth, people that have money and that are smart and that know how. They're trying to find life in other planets to see, right, if we're the only ones.
Yeah, see if there's other, any other planet could support life in case this Earth goes to.
Recently, I saw on the news that California saw some weird lights in the sky.
Oh, really?
And
it never ends. It's every day now.
It's every day, and it's like, what is believable? What is made up at this point? And California, a lot of people saw some lights in the sky. It gave me vibes of Vegas when the lights happened, when an angel had his story.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So a lot of people saw it. A lot of people have videos. A lot of people have pictures. Now, I think people have try to describe what it is, and from what I read, it's maybe rockets that they're trying to send out. I didn't know California has a little known spot for sending rockets out there, because I have a lot of questions on that. But there's a video that I wanted to see. I guess it's the news in California when it was happening that they reported.
There we go. Okay, baby.
What does the title say? It says, did you see it? Multiple bright burning objects streak across social skies overnight.
Social skies. Oh, because people posting.
Oh, SoCal. Oh, my God. I can't read.
Oh, social. I'm like, social skies. Is that a metaphor for the tweeters, the internets? It's okay. I
promise I graduated.
I got my GED.
Okay, so South Cal.
SoCal.
Okay. Southern California.
I know what you mean.
Well, a stunning sight overnight as mysterious lights streaked across the sky above Southern California. The most likely explanation is that it was space junk breaking up as it reentered the Earth's atmosphere. But where exactly did it come from?
That's scary.
That was bright.
Yeah. I would be scared. I'm like, whoa.
Notice how it's not burning green or anything? It's like the one that Angel, the cop, saw with his body cam in Vegas.
Mm.
That one, if it was a meteor, it would burn green because of the magnesium. Okay. I learned that from our first episodes.
Yeah. No, the Vegas one was bright green.
Bright green. That's like the one I saw when I was like 19.
All these light stories are coming up, and, you know, people always go to, oh, it's something from the sky. Calm down.
Oh, like a UFO, something like a UFO.
Well,
what do you mean something from the sky?
Well, they first wanted to they don't want to freak people out and say it's something like alien
like. Oh yeah, like a UFO.
I find that always they default to it's something from the space junk. What they say,
oh,
it's something from the debris, is a meteor, or
trying to find a logical explanation.
Right. Uh-huh. I never hear from the news that they report this and they're like, hey, it's suspect that it's alien stuff related. That would be the day.
It's very rare when you see something like that in the news. Like, that's why that was huge when the pilots, you know, that pilot Faber, Commander Faber, or whatever his name is, the guy that saw that UFO where they yell out, woohoo! Remember the one that kind of rotates?
Mm-mm. Oh, yes, yes, yes. That he was all intrigued.
Yeah, him and the other guy. Damn, I forgot their names. But the pilots. When that came out, we were at Skankfest 2018. And I remember I was in the shower. And you and Sammy, we were at the Airbnb. And when that came out, I read it on the New York Times. Like mainstream. And it was the very first time that I could recall that they talked about something extraterrestrial, like at least paranormal, not knowing what it is, and also admitting that it's a UFO, it's unidentified, and we don't know what the hell it is. That was the first time, and they keep a lot of stuff away.
I recently just found out that because when this video came out, they're saying that it could possibly be that California is releasing some rockets recently, successful ones, so that it could SpaceX, be. Perhaps. Is it SpaceX?
It could be. There was one when one of my buddies in LA, he had texted me. He's like, "Yo, did you see what was on the, like?" He saw it. He saw this badass missile, and it looked, it had like a bubble around it. And nobody knew what the hell it was. It turns out it was SpaceX.
I'm curious to find out, why are they doing it?
Mm-hmm. Why was it so many though? Like, is that what they're saying?
That was.
Do they know yet?
That no, they haven't. That's just what they're suspecting.
That looks like space junk to me. It doesn't look like rockets. Because unless it was a rocket that broke up into a lot of pieces.
If you saw that, well, you wouldn't get fearful, right? You were like, oh, it's something like natural that happens.
I think there would be some fear because, you know what? You know, that's a good question or observation, because our minds, did you know you only get scared when your mind doesn't recognize something?
The unknown. The unknown. If you don't know something, you're afraid of it.
Yeah, no, but like, let's say when you jump, when you get scared of something that you see. Like if you see a cat all of a sudden pass by.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's because your mind is just recognizing that it just appeared. That's why when people say they saw a ghost, they get freaked out. It doesn't belong there. So I think naturally, I think your brain tends to go to fear right away. Or awe. Like, oh, that looks... maybe at first it's like a little bit of fear. And then after you see it, you process it. I think after a little bit, then you're like, oh, I think it might be. Yeah, because I saw something like this, and it was pretty scary. Yeah. It's funny. I just went to Reno, and I told this story with a bunch of buddies. So I was with Tony Noguera, white boy Tony, in Reno, and I was driving my little Hyundai Hatchback XL. So we were driving, and we were hearing a weird beep in my Hatchback. Every once in a while, when there was a bump, we would hear beep. And we didn't know what the hell it was. We were like, what the hell is that? We got a little scared. And we were just like, do we have a bomb? And we're like, I don't know, man. It was scary. We were just thinking. We're driving. I'm probably like 17 years old. Tony is probably 14. And all of a sudden, babe, we're driving westbound by Moana. We see this bright ass light, something like that. And it's during the day. It's probably like around 4 p.m. It's still daylight, you know? And we see this bright light towards the west of Reno. Super bright. But it's not like a bunch of little lights like that. It's just one light. But it has a trail on the back. And we're like, we pulled over. And we're hearing the beep. We don't know what the fuck's going on. We pulled over. We got scared. We just got out of the car and we were just looking. Other people got out of the car looking. Everybody's looking at this light. Turns out it was a missile test from California.
Wow. And, did you guys... Okay. What?
Oh, babe. Babe, we pulled over. We were like, what the hell's going on? I think we overheard somebody. And then later on, we found out in the news. But babe, the beep, the little beeping sound, it was a calculator. That was, something was on top of it.
Oh,
and
no.
It kept pressing it. And we freaked out, especially when we see a fucking UFO. To us, it's a UFO.
Well, you didn't know in the moment.
Yeah. We freaked out, man.
So you mentioned what space? Space what? What is it called?
SpaceX.
I think Elon you're right. Musk. Some speculated it was a possible meteor or a comet, while others thought it could be debris from SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket that took off from
Falcon 9, of course.
Vandenberg Space Force Base.
Yeah, Falcon 9. It gets us every time. That Falcon 9, man, I tell you.
Okay.
They should at least warn people. They need to warn
people.
They should tell people, because
then people are going to take pictures and then...
It's a light show.
Yeah. Stay tuned for now. We're going to release a rocket every Sunday.
You can make an event out of it. Why are you always doing it in the secret, man?
Yes.
Can you imagine like the eclipse? Everybody starts selling these little fucking glasses. Next thing you know, people camp out. People like to see stuff. Surprise! Why are you surprising us, Elon? You know, like we have, I know somebody that loves to go check out airplanes. And there's actually every airport in every city, there's a section where you could park your car and just check out planes take off. You think those people don't want to see a rocket, Elon? Come on, dude. You already own Twitter.
Yeah, don't be selfish. I mean, it's already 2024. People, yeah. It's already almost spring, summertime. The birds are chirping in the morning. People and families, they like to go out and do things, get out of the house, concerts, music festivals. But I know one activity that people are not going to want to go to and that they're actually canceling.
What's that?
Miss Jennifer Lopez, her tour that she had been promoting, the This Is Me tour.
Oh, yeah.
Her concert or her tour, people are canceling left and right. And now she as well is canceling tour dates.
Why is she canceling tour dates?
Because people are canceling tickets.
We just talked about her with Ben Affleck. What's going on?
Wow. So it seems like this is the downfall for Miss Jennifer Lopez, sadly. What? She invested $20 million of her own money in this big project that she had going on. And it looks like it just did not go in her favor. She had released already a project 20 years ago when she was with Ben Affleck. It was an album she released. It was called This Is Me Then.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big project. It's just the name of the project is This Is Me Now. The project combines of three things. It talks about a song. The album, a documentary, and this like musical movie that came out. And it didn't do well. A lot of people didn't even know about it, first of all. They're blaming like the marketing that she did was not the greatest. Did you know about it?
I don't know. I had no clue.
I think that's already a sign there. I didn't know about it.
Yeah.
And I'm a girl and I'm a fan of hers. So you would think a fan of hers would know that she has released three separate envelopes of a big project of This Is Me Now. I know that she loves Ben Affleck or is infatuated with him. And mm-hmm. So she wants the world to know about their relationship.
Mm,
okay. Mm. And this project is about their relationship.
Oh, okay.
And Ben Affleck, you know, doesn't like that.
He's not really into it.
There's parts of the documentary I've seen, clips that have gone on viral, that he's like, she always says that this is the most beautiful story that hasn't been told. But, and this is his own words, but if you're telling the story, it's like it kind of, you're kind of telling the story, kind of defeats the purpose.
I did really find the beauty and the poetry and the irony in the fact that it's the greatest love story never told. And if you're making a record about it, that seems kind of like telling it.
Yeah, yeah.
So it gives vibes that she's wanting to do this only, like, or she's pushing it. She's trying to push this narrative, maybe. A lot of people are just, and she's saying that she is trying to be relatable and she's not being relatable. And it's very cringy how she is trying to be relatable. There's like this clip of her where she's at the gym and she has like messy hair. And she's like tousling her hair and she's saying, I remember when I used to, this hair reminds me when I used to be in the Bronx.
I'm like taking my hair out like this. It reminds me like when I was 16 in the Bronx, running up and down the block. A crazy little girl who used to be wild and no limits, all dreams.
What? This hairstyle, this messy tousled hair reminds you of being in the Bronx? That's how you
become relatable? A bunch of Puerto Rican girls were like, what you talking about?
That reminds me of this video I'm going to show you.
Nuh-uh.
Please show this clip I got all ready for you. Because she always reps Jenny on the... Yeah, she always reps for people that know Jennifer Lopez. She always says, I'm Jenny from the block. She has a song called Jenny from the Block.
Yeah. I remember.
I truly have left this woman alone for years. I have just been annoyed in silence since high school. And guess what? I'm a Puerto Rican woman from the Bronx who went to the same high school as you, and you're lying. I saw your high school photo. You did not have hair like that. And we also both attended an all-girls Catholic high school in an Irish and Italian neighborhood. So you weren't running up and down the block. You know damn well you were sitting next to Megan Farley and Christine Marchetti in class. Why are you lying? Please stop using us to look human. We are sick of you. You don't do shit for us. Keep our names out of your mouth. We're not running up and down the block. Not all of us do that for kicks. You're stupid. Stop using us to look human. Stop using us to look relatable. We don't like you.
Apparently, from what I gathered, she became famous and then just uses the Bronx just to kind of relate to people.
Yeah.
So the album that she did with Ben, not that she did with him, but she, this album, that this music album, This Is Me Then, she has that song, Jenny from the Block.
Oh, okay, okay.
So This Is Me Now, she's trying to, I think, bring it back. Like, remember that I'm Jenny from the Block and I have this messy hair and I can be relatable and I'm still, you know, like you.
People sniffed it right away.
People did so many retakes of that when she's messing up her hair at the gym with the same white shirt and black pants. And it's just, I'm like, ooh, that does look a little cringe. But what I worry about Jennifer Lopez is this. I don't like to bring anybody down. I don't like to bring women down, especially because I respect the hustle, how many years she's been in the business. Now, it's just ironic how P. Diddy, everything is blowing up right now with him. And now, why is now someone that he used to date?
Yeah,
And a lot of people are saying, does she know what was really going on? And story is that she was kind of maybe involved in something or she knew of something that he did. So now they're like, maybe karma is biting her in the butt, or that she's just too like delusional and has a lot of yes people.
Yes men.
She invested 20 million of her own money. A lot of people were saying, don't do it. This musical thing that you're trying to do, because it was a musical. She made a movie came out, baby. I didn't know a movie came out. A movie? A music album, a movie, and a documentary.
I remember she had a reality show on Netflix.
Yeah, well, this is different.
This is separate.
This is just recently, in the last maybe few weeks, month. Again, this is a project that about her love story with Ben. This Is Me Now, and so. They're like, why do so much of something like a documentary, a movie, a music album even? Maybe you're right. Maybe space it out.
It's a whole freaking project. It's literally a project. That's why when you're saying project, I'm like, project, okay. Project. This song? Like, this song is a project? This podcast is a... No, it literally means a project. It's encompassing a bunch of different things. An album, a play?
A play.
A one-woman show?
And the documentary, it's supposed to help you look... you're supposed to look good in the documentary. Or you're supposed to make yourself... or explain yourself. Like, maybe people don't understand you. Mm-hmm. And then people, after the documentary, they say, oh, I get her story now.
Yeah.
But it's the opposite with J-Lo. It's like when she... It's like she almost paid $20 million of her own money to end her career. Or to, like, not help her career.
Yeah.
That must hurt.
Yeah, definitely.
Pay $20 million and not to, and for it to go south?
You know, a lot of this is a gamble. A lot of this is promotions. You invest money and then it might return. It's just like, the whole music industry is a gamble. So imagine the money she lost in the Super Bowl, because they pay to perform. Did you know that? The artists pay to perform. Oh. They're not invited.
They pay?
Yeah. Like, maybe they're invited, but they have to pay.
No, I didn't know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Artists have... That's a promotion spot. That's the biggest commercial of the Super Bowl.
Wow.
It's the artist himself. Because they're performing for you. They're showing what they could do on tour. And then, you know, notice it's never really somebody that's not on tour. It's always somebody that's, like, probably going to kick off a tour. Or... like Beyonce, like celebrating her legacy type of thing, that kind of thing too. And I was wrong. Maybe it's not always somebody on tour. It's more of a celebrating the legacy, like Dr. Dre. He's not on tour, you know? And yeah, they pay a lot of money for this.
Wow. I did not know that. Well, Usher, he had a residency that you know, you mentioned him.
Yeah.
And they're saying that maybe that's what she should have done.
I thought she did.
Well, she had a residency, yeah. But she said, I mean, they said they recommended her that she should not have done a tour going to different cities.
Yeah.
she should have stayed in Vegas and promoted this album as her, like, This Is Me Now tour in Vegas.
Do all the hits.
Do all the hits of the album there.
Because yeah, you don't have to travel.
It's look great. How Usher, he just did a successful run. Like, he did it a year or more here, and they said that he has sold out every single time.
Yeah.
So I think the marketing that they didn't put any money into the marketing, and they put all the money into like making this three projects or the three PR. Separate stuff that they did, and it just didn't go well, and it made her look very cringe, and Ben doesn't even look happy that she did it. So now their relationship is being torn apart and not in the positive way.
Is it affecting the relationship?
I feel like it is. From what little snippets, you never know, right?
Behind closed door and shutting the door, all like,
yeah, like you never know a relationship behind closed doors, right? But from what they've shown us,
the award show, I don't know if it was an act or part of it, but
okay, the clip that we've shown overall, I like how you're giving the recap. The drinking part, where they're at a party and she's drinking, she's checking if the drink has alcohol when they're walking on the street and he's slamming the door.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The interview that he did, you know, that he's unhappy when he was, you know, drinking. So you could see that.
If he's drinking again,
maybe he's unhappy. Mm-hmm. Yes, the award show that they're seeing that she's telling him, what are you doing?
Huh.
And now this interview that she released, it's not like the paparazzi released it. They released it, and he's seen like, what are you doing telling our love story out there? And it seems like he's very...
He said that?
Yeah.
He said, what are you doing telling our love story
out there? No, he didn't say, what are you doing? He just said, she says it's the most beautiful love story ever untold. But if you're telling the story to the world, it seems like it's not the greatest love story untold anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not smiling. He's just very serious. And so we all like, damn, a lot of people read into that and said, yeah, he doesn't seem like he's a part of this, or like J-Lo just forced him to be going along with this. That he's very known for being very private. He does. And that was part of the reason why they broke up in the first place.
Yeah.
Was because the media and the public got so into their relationship that it really tore them apart. So, you know, you would think J-Lo would be very, let's not let the media come in and let's keep this private, especially because we're going at it again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just doing like the same. Like, she's like, no, come in and analyze our relationship. And it's just so ironic, the whole timing of P. Diddy and her going down in their careers.
For sure it's ironic. I didn't even connect it because I'm like, oh, wait, she dated Puff Daddy. Puff Daddy had that issue at that club with the gun issue. That rapper Shine got arrested. She ended up breaking up with Puff Daddy eventually because she got in all this trouble with the law.
She probably saw something and was part of something.
For sure. For sure. And I bet you she didn't want anything to do with it. And he wanted out. And Puff was so obsessed. He wrote like 3 or 4 songs for her.
Really?
Yeah. I Need a Girl. It was for J-Lo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I need a girl with my life, life, life. I need a girl in my life.
Oh, like, I didn't know that was about J-Lo.
Yeah, it was about J-Lo. Yeah, and I think he even mentions the description, kind of. I could be wrong. But everybody knows it was about J-Lo because this was right after he broke up with her. He even did a part 2. Now it's like, I need a get out of jail free card.
Yeah,
they raided Puffy's homes. Yeah,
that the cops, this media went in. They're not playing around.
Remember, okay, it's crazy how these things come back around. They circle around. It's like a follow-up. We talked about J-Lo. Now she's coming up again. We talked about Diddy a while back.
We did.
When the whole shooter, the Tupac alleged shooter, confessed that he got paid by Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you, I've never liked Diddy. Never liked them, especially when they did that Joker, dressed up like the Joker and trying to act like this power trip, trying like a badass in the streets with his posse. He's a piece of shit. Fuck Puff Daddy, man.
He's always had this like presence about himself that made me like not like how he speaks to people.
Mm-hmm.
how he spoke to Cassie and the group, the girl group that he's always come up with. Like, there's always way to talk to people. And even though you were a leader, you made demand respect from people, mm-hmm. there's still a way how you speak to others. And I've never liked how he has, spoken to people like that are with beneath him or even at his level.
Look at the guy, the actor from Power or whatever, when he dressed up like the Joker. He was so disrespectful. Mm-hmm. And he had his posse with him. The guy was like, no, I don't know who you are, man. You're just coming up, you're in a costume. You're fucking literally a clown. You idiot. I don't wish bad things on people, but I'm happy that people are getting to tell their story. Even Mace, the rapper. I didn't know. Remember Mace? He was one of my favorite rappers. What's that? Oh, that's the...
Like, what the heck?
The fan does that every once in a while. Oh. Mace was one of my favorite rappers. And whenever Diddy would rap on the Mace song, it would just destroy it. It would like, shut up, Diddy. You and your take that. You know, Diddy didn't really rap until Biggie died.
What?
Yeah, he was just in behind the scenes doing, take that. I thought I told you that. He barely rapped. Hardly rapped. He had a whole album that he really had people singing in his songs with him. Puff Daddy and the Bad Boy Family or something. It was a great album. Don't get me wrong. Great hits. But Mace made that song. 112. Everybody else. Fuck Diddy. He's good at... He got called out also for not writing his own lyrics. And then he owned up to it and said, I don't write rhymes. I write checks. So he admitted to it. Okay. You're the producer. You ain't making beats in the kitchen, bro. You're probably paying someone to make them. He's a business guy. There's people, the entrepreneurs of the world, like somebody that wants to run a kitchen or open up the restaurant, they might not even know how to cook. But if they had the brain, like Diddy, like an entrepreneur mindset where you could start your own business, you could get this restaurant going in no time. You know? That's how the mob did it back in there. Fucking Diddy is a mobster. He's literally a fucking mobster.
Yeah, and now he's paying the piper because it looks like Cassie just broke, she broke all barriers. Her story was told, and then it gave a lot of people courage to, come out and tell their story. And it's mm-hmm. what is going to happen next? It looks like the law is definitely going to get involved, and he might spend some time in jail. Because if for them to do that crazy raid... They have something on him, and they're trying to look for something.
Babe, this could be tied back to the Tupac thing, babe. There's some shit going down.
Oh, my gosh. Do you think they're going to find out that he was involved? That would be crazy.
I think they're going to find out that he killed Notorious B.I.G. You heard it here. You heard
it
here first.
His own friend?
His own friend. He got famous because of Notorious Big being dead. I said it right now.
Whoa.
Puff Daddy killed Notorious B.I.G.
Okay, allegedly.
No.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yes.
You know.
Wow.
Yeah, I think he's been behind it the whole time. And Suge Knight speaking up. He's talking. Suge Knight responded to Diddy getting raided. Pretty much, he says there's going to be justice for Tupac. That's what he's saying.
Wow.
I'll just put it like that.
Well, we'll see.
Which one you want to show me, baby?
So... J-Lo, going back to just circling that, as far as the downfall for Miss Jennifer Lopez.
This
is a video of maybe why she's canceling all of her tour days.
So Jennifer Lopez concert tickets just went on sale, right? The pre-sale. And you know me, I had to check ticket prices. So I looked. The cheapest tickets they have is $79.95 for the J-Lo fan club pre-sale, okay? And that's for section 200, all the way up there. Okay, and this is for Rosemont Theater, which is tiny. Now, I wanted to check here from F2. This is F2, $1,495 to go see Jennifer Lopez at Rosemont Theater. Pause. Jennifer, aren't you Jenny from the block? These ticket prices? Didn't you learn from Bad Bunny? Who's paying these ticket prices? Who? What are you, mira, que tú estás pensando, tú no eres Jenny from the block anymore. Like $79, $80, basically without fees. It's okay, section 200. But $1,500 basically, Stop it.
Hold on a second. When we went to see Rogan and Chappelle, we paid what? Like $600 for two tickets?
Yeah. For one ticket. That doesn't even include fees, you know, taxes and all that.
We're
on the ground
floor. We're like probably like 12 rows away from the stage.
It's 2024, baby. There's a economy like crisis right now. Yeah. There's like inflation right now. Everything's expensive. Jeez. She doesn't take that in mind. I would have laughed in her face.
Yeah, bitch, I'm you like, ain't Jenny from the girl. Block. You know
That's what people are saying. She's not Jenny from the block.
You know what? I'm going to say it right now. What happened Super Bowl and Shakira? I talked a bunch of shit about Jennifer Lopez. And what happened to me? I got attacked by a bunch of women.
Well, who attacked you?
Three women. They attacked me. They got mad. They got all defensive because I talked shit about Jennifer Lopez. I said she was not talented. The only reason Jennifer Lopez is famous is because Selena passed away and she played Selena. And she went and lived off her coattails. That's exactly what happened. Fuck Jennifer Lopez. Fuck Puff Daddy. Do you like Jennifer Lopez?
I still do.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. Look,
when you say like, what does that mean, right? But I don't want to hate her. I still want to give her the benefit of the doubt. Like, if I'm playing devil's advocate, she worked hard for a craft. And because if we didn't like it, does that mean really it's bad? Maybe it is. But do we deny her work, her effort, her time that she sacrificed for it?
I'm just joking.
So, but is there a way to do it? And maybe we're finding truth and maybe I'm in denial. Maybe I am. I don't know. And that's what I'm starting to realize. And I'm like, man, is J-Lo really the J-Lo that I paint in my mind?
Ticketmaster's raping everybody and taking all the money. This is why Louis C.K. used to buy all the tickets at Ticketmaster. And he did something where he would take off the fee. And he took the hit.
Oh, wow.
So his fans wouldn't pay that much.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. I think he did it for Madison Square Garden once or twice, something like that.
But anyways, that's crazy the amount she's charging. And she's trying to be relatable. Jenny from the block. Maybe people are saying she's not
gotta keep Jenny that butt from the inflated.
Block. Whoa.
Got to keep the booty inflated. You know what I'm saying? Got to keep it inflated. And you know what? She wants to keep Ben on the booze so he could be happy, probably. That's what's keeping him around, maybe.
You're thinking she wants him to keep drinking?
Yeah, whatever makes him happy so that he could be with her, because he has an alcohol problem. Why is she cool with him drinking?
I don't think she likes that he's drinking.
She does. Okay, well, now I'm just lifting up false accusations.
Yeah, I think he's unhappy. This is what I'm trying to read.
Shakira's better than J-Lo. Go ahead.
Maybe so. But I think he's unhappy. I think he's starting to realize why he left her. He maybe thought she changed, that it would be different. Like we always do once we go back to a situation or people say they're going to change, we're hopeful it's going to be different. So I'm thinking he's starting to realize that things are not different and maybe she's even extra more controlling. And now he's drinking more because he's like, well, I don't want to leave her. I already did this commitment. I'm married to her. So let me kind of ease off my unhappiness by drinking. So she doesn't like that he's drinking. That's why she's like checking on him because she knows where he can go. And now people are picking up his unhappiness. And now she's investing all this time and energy to this, like, I'm happy with Ben project.
I think we're joking around here. She's a human being and everything. The accusations of her trying to be human, if that was me, if that would get to my ears, just me, if that was me, she should do the right thing. If she hasn't helped her community, the Bronx, she needs to do that. Mm-hmm. Especially right now, New York is going through a really tough time. Super tough, probably worse than ever because of crime and the immigrant crisis. We watch that show, Cash Jordan, nonstop, and that's all he focuses on now. It's the immigration and the crime.
Yeah, it's sad what it's become.
So the Bronx has always been known for, you know, boogie down Bronx. Like, it could get down, it could get crazy, and what better person than J-Lo to help out the Bronx? I'm sure KRS-One, you know, there's other people in the hip-hop world, R&B world, that have helped out their communities. I don't know. I'm speaking out of my ass, because I don't know. But if the people are claiming that she hasn't, maybe she should work on that. Maybe, you know? Other than that, she's cool. I don't hate J-Lo.
Yeah, maybe it's just the timing and Like, you're right. Like, you're New York and the Bronx going through a very hard time, and the timing of you promoting this while they're going through something, and you're Jenny from the block.
Yeah, yeah. Let's bring it home, Jenny. Let's bring it home. And Diddy, I don't like you.
You out, Diddy. You did yourself dirty.
You did yourself dirty. I like that. Yeah. All right. Well, tell everybody where they could watch another episode.
Yes. Please subscribe if you haven't. We are celebrating 3,000 subscribers. Yay! Yes, we are growing, and we thank you to you that we keep growing. So please help us keep growing by subscribing if you haven't. And if you want to watch another video, please do so by clicking here or by clicking here.
Leave us comments.
Please and thank you.